Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
GTR listeners, the official Gamertag Radio store is now open on TeePublic. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com. Represent us. You could buy t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, posters, stickers, and much, much more. We are planning to add more designs coming very soon to the store, but as of right now, we have a couple of designs available now, like I Love Gaming, and the GTR, Gamertag Radio logo, and so on. It's pretty cool. So go right now to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 762, live from a Call of Duty Black Ops 4 review event. And I'm here with Paris. Paris, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Good. We just finished doing an interview with a couple of the game designers of multiplayer, and here at the event, I got to see what the new multiplayer is going to look like, the new zombie mode, and Blackout.
So let's start with the first one, Blackout.
That was the third one.
No, that was the third one, but I want to start that first because I think that's the thing that everybody's going to be talking about the most.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think that...
There's Ryan McCaffrey.
We're literally doing out this like in the middle of like an aisle, so people are just walking by.
Yeah. So, because of this announcement, do you think PUBG is in trouble?
I'm not gonna say that yet because honestly, we don't know what Blackout is until I actually see it.
We don't know any small details.
We only know what they told us, but they didn't show us anything. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Then we can have that conversation. But I will just say overall for PUBG. I mean, this is just more competition to the market, you know, not to mention Fortnite, and I'm sure there's going to be some others at E3 this year. So,
yeah,
I mean, we'll see. I'm assuming at this point, since they didn't show Blackout at this event, that'll be the big reveal at E3. They'll show it off there, probably have it playable, things like that. So, trust me, my curiosity is definitely peaked.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I took from this event was not once did I go, man, I really wish they would have had the story in this, the campaign. Where's the campaign? I didn't care.
Yeah.
I quite honestly didn't care. This is still Call of Duty. This is what we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks. It's still Black Ops. You know, it's giving you everything that you would typically expect on the multiplayer side. They've expanded the zombie mode, which a lot of people like.
I'm a fan of the zombies.
I'm not missing the campaign. It's not a priority to me. I understand it is for some other people, but for me, this didn't make me miss it.
And now that... We already know the package of the things that's coming. $60. People probably at first were saying, oh, no campaign. It's not worth it not having it there for $60. Now that they finally announced multiplayer, zombies, and Blackout, I think personally it's worth the $60.
It's so worth $60.
Because multiplayer-wise, you're going to be there for a very long time. And also, for those that are not into multiplayer, they're pretty bad playing online. You could also... There's stuff for like those that love to play like single player games and stuff like that, man. Especially zombies, you could play with bots as your companions and stuff like that. I think it's worth it, man.
Yeah, I think
you
so
know.
Too.
And plus, there's gonna be three maps available for zombies, three different stories, dude. I think that's great.
Yeah.
You know, so At first, I thought they were not going to announce the Battle Royale. I honestly thought they were not going to announce. I'm like, man, why are they taking so long? I thought they were going to start the show like that.
Well, I won't call him out by name, but one of my buddies that works over for GameSpot. Remember he walked over? Because yes. He judges week. He already got to see all this. And he straight up, he goes, yeah, there's no Battle Royale mode. So I was like, oh, why'd you tell me? I want to be surprised. So he tricked me.
Yeah. And then there was but honestly, one at the end. I think it was just messing with us.
Yeah, he was messing with us.
So it's all good. It's all good. So, I mean, your thoughts about multiplayer overall?
I'm glad they're sticking with the boots on the ground and they're not doing all this wall running and boots jumping and all that stuff. I think, to me, that's what started pulling me out of the Call of Duty multiplayer. So, like, last year, World War II went boots on the ground. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. And this is just going to continue that, but bring all the advanced stuff that Black Ops, you know, has brought to the Call of Duty franchise. So, yeah, I'm fine with it.
I mean, Paris, we're both not the greatest multiplayer.
No, I mean, in an interview, I over-exaggerated saying I stink. I'm probably middle of the road or
you
something
you could defend
like
yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, as a person that are not really good at that, do you see yourself trying it out, playing it, all this stuff, or are you just going to stick with the games that you always play all the time? Especially now that they announced, you know, PC... You know, stuff that they're going to do with PC. Or are you going to stick with consoles?
Well, see, that's why I was curious. That's why I asked that question. You guys are hearing an interview, but that's why I asked that question about PC at the end. Because what are you going to do on the PC side? I could see me investing in that, you know, keyboard and mouse playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Than me getting more invested playing it on PlayStation 4 or Xbox or something like that. So, I mean, I'm not going to say no. I mean, we'll see in October.
Yeah, I mean, it looks. We're gonna try out the PlayStation 4 version in a few. I'm wondering if they had. Was that the Pro? I think that was the Pro
it's
they
the
had,
Pro.
It, right?
It's the Pro. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, did they mention anything about 4K or anything like that for the Pro?
They did for PC. Yes. But I would assume because World War II was 4K HDR. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
That's true. Zombies. Your thoughts about zombies? I mean, I know you're not a huge fan.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
zombies.
I'm not the biggest fan of it, but like you said, the fact that they've expanded it. And for people that are into that side of Call of Duty, I mean, it's just more. Why wouldn't you be excited about it? It's something, some more to do. So I think it's a good thing.
The first one that they showed from zombies, I know it was like a Roman style. It was like weapons, no guns, none of that. Do you think that was kind of weird showing that first? Or do you think that was a great change for the zombies?
It's a great change. It's something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to bring up? I don't know.
I mean, it's funny, like we said, just overall comparison, because a year ago, I was at the same location for, like, Destiny 2 reveal, and this is a lot smaller than that was, which I was like, oh, I was kind of surprised, but given that they didn't have the blackout mode playable here, kind of makes sense to me, because you don't want to invite 1,000 people out here, and they're just playing multiplayer, because they're going to go, well, I do that every year in Call of Duty, but that doesn't take away from what Black Ops 4 is. I like what they're doing with the weapons and basically personalizing them more with the attachments and just things like that. And, you know, the class system, I worry slightly about the specific perks for each character.
Why?
Just because I think if one of them is completely OP, you're going to see a lot of people just gravitate to one character instead of having a variety of them out there. But that's just me being a worrywart. I mean, there's obviously class systems and ton of games that work, and it's not like this is the first time that Black Ops has done it. But that would be my only nitpick if I had one, which is pretty minor. Mm-hmm. But overall, it looks good. I mean, you know, obviously Call of Duty is known for its multiplayer, 60 frames per second, smooth gameplay, good gunplay, fast action. You know, the competitive scene. I think the competitive scene is going to be even more intense with them going back to boots on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, for Black Ops 4 than it has been the past few years. So looking forward to that, too.
I think they also should start esports with Blackout separately. And
I think they will.
I think that will make sense for Call of Duty League.
Because you get some of the top Fortnite and PUBG players, you get them on the blackout mode and have them start playing it and they get into the competitive scene on it. Yeah.
Do you think it was a mistake for them not to have blackout available for us to play?
As long as it's at E3, I think it's fine.
I think it's now
this is more of just the announcement of it, build anticipation to actually see it playable at E3.
I think it's not going to be at E3. I think E3 is going to be multiplayer.
Then that's a mistake because multiplayer is here.
So people, and we're able to capture video and all that. People are, have seen the multiplayer
but
by the time we get to E3.
Here, why to me it's not a mistake, because if you mention everything that you have in the game now in May, a little bit too early before the game launches, then what else are you going to talk about?
No, but that's why you show Blackout at E3. And then you do your private beta into the summer, like you always do. Game's out in October.
Hmm. I wonder if they are going to. I don't know. I have a strange feeling they're not going to show that at E3. I don't know. That's just me, but.
I think they will. I would be shocked if they didn't, because you're not, because now you're coming to E3 with nothing new. What are you coming to E3 with? To show what you just showed here?
I mean, remember too, we even talked about this. Right now is E3 Judges Week.
Yeah.
Right? And the stuff that they show typically to the judges, that's what they're going to show at E3.
Maybe it's under NDA.
Okay, that makes sense. I know. Personally, I think they're not going to show it, but that's
you just want controversy.
No, it's not controversy. It just makes sense. I can see why they're saving all the goodies. It's like Paris. It's a perfect example. Okay. At the review event, they show a couple things for Destiny 2 last year, right?
Yeah.
They saved them a lot. There was nothing new at E3 when they showed Destiny 2. What they show new at E3?
No, I'm trying to remember.
Right after the review.
Yeah, you're right. No, there wasn't.
Okay, and they saved everything for the time that you guys flew to Seattle and went to Bungie, and you got to see more things. Now there's more content to talk about the game. So I think that's the reason we're not going to see anything until later. Probably
it's a valid
they're
going to have valid point.
They're going to have an event, you know.
It's a valid point.
Okay. Just want to I just
want to
say
I don't agree, but valid point. I still think we showed it E3.
It's all good. So yeah, we're outside here and Paris is like sweating because
yeah,
we're like
yeah,
we should move this
hot.
Table,
yeah,
man.
It's getting hot.
Let's go move this table. One second, let me move it. Cuz yo, it's getting hot up in here. Oh, much better,
oh,
man.
That's as literally like 30 degrees cooler. Just moving there.
It's all good. I'm wondering have you been reading the reaction from the fans or people on Twitter, what they thought about Call of Duty Black Ops 4 so far? Have you been? I haven't really been checking. I'm just curious to see what people
are
saying.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much. I just saw a few replies, people just saying they love Black Ops, blah, blah, blah. So and that's what I kind of think the overall thing is. If you are already a fan of Black Ops, this isn't going to do anything to deter you from wanting to get Black Ops 4. I think fans of that series, franchise, whatever, is going to continue to want to pick it up.
I know there was a couple of things that they talked about. They talked about the return of league play.
Yeah.
They haven't really mentioned. They said they're going to talk more about that.
Yeah, later.
Later. I'm thinking what else? I think that's about it, man. I mean, the weapons, the characters. We talked about zombies, Blackout. Now, the question that I forgot to mention during the interview, I think that we're not going to answer that question. Is it third person view or first person view or both for Blackout?
We don't know. We'll find out at E3.
Guys, remember that. It's not going to happen at E3. It's not going to happen. Paris swears it's going to happen at E3. I really doubt that. I think this is it. E3 is a couple weeks away, so why they're not going to do that? All right, whatever. All right, so we're going to go now with the interview with the developer as Treyarch. We had him on our show, and we talked about the game. So let's play the interview right about now.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Hey, this is Paris here with Gamertag Radio. Got Danny by my side. We're at the Black Ops 4 community reveal event. And we got a couple people here to talk about what we saw today. So can you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Matt Schrantz. I'm a game designer at Treyarch.
My name is Yale Miller. I'm a senior producer working on multiplayer.
All right. So multiplayer. Let's just jump right into this.
Yeah, let's do it.
I stink at multiplayer. Right. So I'm one of those people that will never be going into any of the big ranked modes. But I like that you're with the Black Ops multiplayer, that you're sticking with the boots on the ground theme that came with the last year's version of Call of Duty. So kind of talk about why you made that decision and why we're sticking with boots on the ground and we're not doing the boosting or any of that
anymore. Sure. I'm actually one of the designers that focuses on our movement systems in Black Ops 3 as well. You know, we iterated a lot. We tried different things, and we just found what worked best for Black Ops 4 and the content, the specialist content, various game modes that keeping the boots on the ground just worked best. You know, one example is you saw out there, Torque, one of our specialists, can put down that barricade. So just imagine if you could thrust jump over that thing, it makes it much less important. So keeping the boots on the ground makes that content much more important, makes it matter more, and just makes the game much better.
Yeah, I think the other thing to add is just trying to bring a more tactical feel to it, where it's not just about being the best player on the sticks. Like, he's one of the best players in the studio. I'm not. I'm good. But having that ability to be able to track people, to be able to keep up with them, and it's about thinking tactically and using those things at your disposal better versus just being the best on the sticks.
I know there was also a lot of changes with class, weapons. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too, for those that don't know much about those changes, especially with the weapons?
Sure. Yeah. I can speak to that.
Yeah.
So we're going to still have Pick 10 familiar to you, but we've made some changes inside of Pick 10. So one of the biggest things we're doing there is with gear. Have you guys had a chance to play tonight?
Or not yet.
Not yet?
Oh, if you have Raptors, we're going to play
it. I'm going to spoil it for you. So we've got gear, which is kind of lives in with perks. It's more of a central piece of gear that you can equip out with. You've got things like armor. You've got things like a ComSec device, which will earn you score streaks at a discounted price. And then in Create a Class on down in Perks, we're doing a lot of new wild card things. One of my favorite things is a new wild card we're calling Gluttony. In Black Ops 3, you could take a perk Greed wild card, where you could take two of the same perk category. With Gluttony, you can actually take three from the same category. So for me, I like to move fast. I like to, you know, keep the pace up. So I take Lightweight, Dexterity, and Gung-Ho, which are all in the same category. So that's just a couple of the new changes and refinements that we've made in Black Ops 4 for Create a Class.
And there's been a huge investment on weapons, like massive investment. So everything from how the weapons feel to kick patterns and all those different pieces, from super low-level engineering and how the guns actually react, how the bullets fire, all those different pieces, just to make it feel better, right? Like, what Matt talked about, we try lots of things. We just iterate, and just tuning the guns to feel better and better. And a lot of that ended up needing and requiring new tech around kick patterns. Kick patterns are more predictive now, which makes it easier for people to learn them, and a deeper layer for mastery, because the gun's going to do a similar thing each time. So if you really know the guns, you can really, really learn to master them. One of the other things that I love is that each of the guns has its own personality. And what that means is that in the past, ARs all had the same attachments. SMGs all had the same attachments. Now there's some shared attachments across, but one SMG might have extended mags, and another SMG that's built for a stealth class might have a suppressor. But that extended mags SMG that's built all around high ammo capacity isn't going to have that suppressor. So it really makes the choices that you make more important, and that's, I think, one of the other big things with Create a Class and everything else. The decisions you make matter, and they impact how you play.
So there, that means that everybody's going to have their unique weapons, and they're based on that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Well, sticking with that, and that's great, because you get to basically craft something that is unique to yourself. Not everyone's just running into the game.
Yep.
Basically,
not everyone's
the same
rolling
thing.
Grip and the same things.
But sticking on that, because when we're watching the reveal and they were showing some of the, I don't know if you want to call it classes or / characters, mm-hmm. had their own unique perk. Like, one could throw down the barbed wire, or you had the grappling hook, things like that. So can you kind of elaborate on that and explain that a little?
That's our specialists, which you know from Black Ops 3. We introduced those there. They're back in a big way. You've got some familiar ones there. You've got some new ones. They all have brand new content, reimagined content. You mentioned the razor wire. Again, that's one of my favorite ones. His name's Torque. He's a Scotsman. He can lay down barricades. And the kind of idea behind that is, you know, what is Torque, for example? He is a guy that can shut off pathways. He's a path blocker. So his kit's going to give you those tools to block those paths. Whereas you also saw Crash, who was our medic. So he's going to be able to heal people and boost their health, and at the same time throw down the assault pack, which is going to give them ammo to keep them in the fight longer. So each specialist is going to have a theme that carries through their abilities and equipment.
Now, one of the big, again, I stink at multiplayer, so it's not like I would ever do this, but the competitive scene. With Black Ops 4, changes that you're making, bringing, you know, again, the boots to the ground and just the personalization of the weapons and everything, what are some of the things, the people that are either spectating the competitive scene or actually participating in competitive, what can they expect when you bring that out? I think
one of the biggest things there is just going to be depth. So it's not just going to be about the class that you picked. It's going to be now about team composition, how you load it out with your other friends. Because even some of the special equipment that each specialist has, you can actually choose to maybe not take that. So you could take the big barricade that Torque has, but maybe you don't want razor wire because you're playing domination and you'd actually rather use grenades to be able to put them on the spot. So you can actually pass those out for some standard equipment. So each specialist has their specialist gear that they can take, but then that one piece of gear they can always switch out for like a grenade, concussion, hatchet, some of those different pieces, and just the team comp idea of each specialist having a role. How you build those teams are going to have a bigger layer. I think it also will help from just a viewing perspective, because you're going to know if someone's rolling Torque, you're going to have a better idea of what they're going to do, right? Because, he's all about this. He's probably going to be blocking down lanes. He's probably going to be bringing in an LMG to try to cut down paths. So I think from that, for viewing, you're going to be like, all right, that's Torque. I have a better idea of what's going to happen versus everyone's kind of playing the same way.
And on the flip side of that, what would you say to the non-competitive player, to the novice? Because that was even kind of a key point that came up on the stage today, that this is a game for everyone. So for someone that is not necessarily that great at Call of Duty, but wants to be able to play with their buddies and their friends, what are some of the suggestions and the things that you would say to that person? Because let me explain, because I didn't say that correctly. There's always that intimidation factor with multiplayer games because, hey, I stink at this. I come in, I'm just going to get shot in 12 seconds and I'm out. So to that person, what would you say to encourage them to want to jump into Black Ops 4?
You know, it's like, for example, the scoreboard is a very intimidating thing to somebody. Paris, you said you stink. Maybe you're not on top, maybe you're not on bottom. Right. But we've revamped our scoring system where kill-death ratio doesn't mean as much anymore. We're actually not going to highlight that to you as much. It's all about score. And everything you do in the game is going to earn you scores. So if you're doing your job, you're going to earn score. It doesn't matter if you're killing people or throwing down assault packs or healing your teammates. You're going to get a score for that. And if you're doing your job and doing it well, you're going to be at the top of the scoreboard. So there's no need to be intimidated. It's still very much about gunplay. But at the same time, we've got all these new tools that you guys can take and have fun with. And if you do your job again and do it well, you're going to lead yourself to victory.
And I think Treyarch already went down this path when COD back in the day was just kill streaks, and we took them to score streaks, and there's more things. But now with things like we talked about Torque and his barricade, like if you put that thing down, maybe you're not going to get a lot of kills on it, but let's say it's stopping a lot of bullets and your buddies are able to cap, you're going to get big bonuses, which will actually help you get your score streak. So even if you're not the guy who's going to get a lot of kills from it, but you're the guy who's doing the job, your buddy, so if I was playing with Matt, I drop it down, maybe I go down, but now he uses it and racks up 5 kills, I'm getting bonus points for all the things he's doing because we're working together.
I know there's a lot of fans probably wondering, wow, no official campaign in this game. It seems that you guys are really focusing more on the multiplayer side of things. Why the change, and why that was super important for you guys to make that change?
Yeah, sure. So I think always from the beginning, we never really set out to make a traditional campaign on this. I think it's all about creating ways that our community can engage and we can get people together. From the specialists, from everything we have in multiplayer, from building off on the specialist stories and the things that we're going to do with that, so you can still play solo and you can still play as each specialist. You can still learn about those specialists, learn their backstories, to having 3 massive stories on zombies, to also the epic fun of the narrative that will be Blackout, being able to play as the specialists that you know and love, new specialists, classic characters, all that different gear, and weaving in the different multiplayer environments into those. There's going to be a huge narrative experience still. It's going to be wrapped across a larger game, and there's still things for you to do if you want to play solo, you know, even in zombies now, being able to play as with bots, right? So you still want that solo experience. You can still hang out and play with other characters. They just might be AI controlled, and you can still learn that narrative, and there's obviously an epic story in zombies that we're going to push as well.
So final question from me. Also at the end, there was a new emphasis on PC, on the PC side, and I'm just curious, because now it's going on battle.net. Why bring that to the forefront? I mean, you've been on the PC for a while. Obviously, Battle.net's going to be a new thing there. But what can a PC gamer expect from Black Ops 4 that they didn't get in the past with Call of Duty games?
Sure, sure. They can expect the best PC experience that Treyarch's ever delivered. Like we said, we're working hand-in-hand with Beenox. They've shipped some amazing PC games. And you know, 4K, HDR, uncapped frame rate. Our goal is to deliver the best PC game we've ever delivered, full stop, right? You know, server browsers, dedicated servers.
I think it's just investment generally from our side. It's like we are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on PC. Like the big thing for Treyarch, we want to bring our fun to fans. And there are a lot of players on PC, and we want to make the best possible game we can. So it's been awesome to work with Beenox, and they have a massive team. By far the biggest PC team we've ever had working on a Black Ops game, by far. And that's showing from all the different bells and whistles that they're able to put on it, but also just the time they've been able to take looking at the gameplay, even things like menus and UI systems, making them more PC friendly, even looking at gameplay and how things should be tweaked to make it better for PC. And working with the team at Blizzard has been amazing. Obviously, we gave them lots of insights on things like Overwatch, and now we're leaning on them on like what's best for the PC player. And they've been working hand in hand with Treyarch and Beenox to deliver.
So how does it feel, man, to finally reveal the game after working out for a couple of years now?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. You know, it's amazing. It's great to see all the people out here playing the game modes and maps and weapons and everything we've been working super hard on, and it's just really great to see the excitement out there.
I know. At the end, they showed pre-order beta. Is that multiplayer beta, or have you guys haven't?
There'll be a bunch more details to come on the beta, but okay. you can ensure there will be multiplayer, but we'll be a part of it.
Yeah.
We'll get roasted if we don't at least ask the question. I'm not expecting too much. So I believe it's called Blackout. Is that the mode?
Yeah.
The new mode.
Yep.
What can you tell us about it that we didn't already know?
Not too much that you don't already know.
Exactly. We can give you some tidbits. So like things that, like the team set up there, like the map is by far the biggest we've ever done. 1,500 new towns fit into the map. Vehicles, air, land, sea, a bunch of different characters that you'll be able to play as. And then the big thing for us is just Black Ops spin on Battle Royale, right? Like, what does Black Ops do best is movement, which this guy's a huge part of, shooting, and just how that gunplay and getting into battles. So we're still trying to dial in everything, but there will be a whole lot more coming up soon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, rest assured, we would not do this if we didn't feel that we could deliver on it. And we're all super excited about it. And play tests have been, you know, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So can't wait to share more about that.
No, that's good to hear. And yeah, obviously, I expect to hear more soon. And I know we're wrapping up. But yeah, I mean, this will be big. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of Battle Royale games out there right now. We've all been very curious to where Black Ops is going to fit into that narrative.
Yeah, it's not Battle Royale, it's Blackout.
All right. right on. So with that said, gentlemen, thank you for your time.
You.
We really appreciate it. And stay tuned to more from Gamertag Radio.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're here in L.A., and we were also checking out. We got to play Call of Duty Black Ops 4 a couple times here, and I have some special guests. You know, every time we come, I like to interview, you know, our friends from the industry and stuff. So let's start off with our first friend here. We have...
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Q from GameCrate.com. How's it going, Danny?
Every time we go to an Activision event, he's here and hanging out with us, and we always record. So what's up, man?
Chilling, man. It's good to see you. Good to hang out with Gamertag Radio crew and have some fun playing Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Right. And also we have...
This is the epic Jake James Lugo from TheCoalition.com. What's good, people? How's it going? What's good, Danny? How you been?
So he says he calls himself the epic.
The epic, yes. I'm not just great. I'm not just phenomenal. I am damn near epic.
Awesome, man. All right, guys. So I know I got to play the PlayStation 4 version. I know you guys also got to play PC and PlayStation 4. Your thoughts about Black Ops 4?
It's still Call of Duty multiplayer. It's, you know, very familiar. It feels very familiar. It's interesting seeing a lot of the different perks and different customizations for your classes that you could do. There's a lot of subclasses that you have per character that each one has little subsets of abilities that they could do that's unique to them. On top of the other stuff that you could do for your guns and all the other wild card stuff that you could do, there's a lot of customization you could do there that makes every character, even though a lot of people are going to be playing as the same character, everybody's going to feel different with the different loadouts and different stuff that they could do in a matchup. But with that being said, it's still Call of Duty multiplayer. It's still going to have a lot of the same stuff you're familiar with from all the previous games. A lot of the stuff that you probably have a problem with and the stuff that maybe you don't like, it's still going to be there in some capacity.
I mean, the thing that I do like is that they removed the whole running from the wall and all this stuff that it was like just too much in my opinion. But I think now that it's just everything just ground is perfect for me. But the thing that I had to get used to was, let's say I was getting shot. I was playing the PlayStation 4 version, so you get shot, you go to cover, and you press, I believe, L1 to heal yourself. Originally, in the past Call of Duty games, it heals by itself. Not anymore. Now you have to do it on your own now, which I think is great because it could be really competitive now, and it's different, I think, when it comes to that gameplay stuff, you know? So your thoughts about Call of Duty?
I don't know if I'm going to buy it, man. That's because I'm one of the few Call of Duty players that enjoys the campaign, the solo campaign. And as everybody knows by now, there's no solo campaign with Call of Duty Black Ops 4. And I was kind of disappointed in that. I'm not big on the multiplayer. When I was playing it, I was getting murdered left and right. I would spawn and just die. I'm trash, man. I'm really terrible. But, you know, Blackout sounds interesting, which is their Battle Royale mode that they're coming with. I'm looking forward to see what else they're going to offer in that end. But at this moment, what they're offering today, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to be down.
Speaking about Blackout, do you think that they're going to have 100 players, over 100 players, or less once they officially reveal this? Because we interview them and we, you know, try to ask some questions about Blackout. They really didn't want to say much. They just gave us the basic stuff that they talked about during the reveal, which I think personally, I think they're going to save they're going to show the game at Gamescom, I think, in my opinion, not E3. And the reason I was telling this to Paris, the reason why I think they're going to show it at Gamescom now is E3 Judge Week, right? So the stuff that the judges get to see here, that's the same thing they're going to show at E3. So it doesn't make sense for Activision to show certain thing to the judges and then at E3 to show something totally different. I think it will be very confusing. I personally think it's not going to happen, you know. But your thoughts, do you think they're going to have more than 100, 100 or less?
I think that they're probably going to have 100. I think it's PUBG/Fortnite has about 100 players in it, you know, with their game. So that's at least up to par with what's already out there as far as the Battle Royale game type. So that makes sense to me. What I'm a little bit more curious about is not only how big the map is overall, because they said it was the biggest one they have in any Call of Duty series, but that's only saying so much. How big is it really in comparison to some of these other games, as well as also because of how the maps are designed in Call of Duty? How clustered does it feel? How claustrophobic or how wide does it feel? Because not only we're going to have all those players, we're going to have vehicles to get around, you know, by land, sea, or air, and as well as also keep in mind the kill streaks in Call of Duty, because that's a whole nother layer that gets on top of that. How much, you know, how dense and how popular and how crazy and chaotic can things really get, especially if the map is supposed to be large or if it's not large enough?
Great, great. Your point?
I agree with Jake James, the epic man. But for the most part, I'm really just looking forward to see how they put their own Call of Duty spin on it. And the unique weapons that they have in Call of Duty, and just that, you know, that machine behind a Battle Royale, because we haven't really, well, I guess Epic is kind of huge, but you know, that's more cartoony than, you know, your average first person shooter or whatever. And PUBG only has like 3 people working on it. So I'm wondering what that huge team like an Activision or a Treyarch are going to put behind a Battle Royale game. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that part.
You know, I think that now that they announced this, I think the next season of Call of Duty World League, I think they're going to have, for those that are into the whole teams, multiplayer matches, competitive esports, they'll go and compete with that, right? But let's say you don't have a team, solo player, and you also want to compete, you can now compete for Battle Royale, Blackout now in Call of Duty World League. I think the reason why they're doing this is to make more money on the esports side now, because now more people can sign up and compete, Blackout, Battle Royale, or teams, whatever. You think you could see that in the future with them?
I think that's a layup. I think that's an easy play for them because obviously a lot of other games, a lot of other series are probably thinking very similar, if not approaching things very similar in some sort of fashion. And for them, obviously Call of Duty has a big name and big brand behind it. A lot of people love Call of Duty in more ways than one. So it makes sense for them if they're going to be involved with esports, which they have for most of the series, they're going to want to get involved with it with every single aspect. And if you have more players playing your game like that, especially in that competitive setting, when there's a lot of money exchange or a lot of prize money up for grabs, they're obviously going to do it. So it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I can see that happening too. I think it's part of their whole esports programming that they're trying to build up. World League is getting popular. They get the audience is growing, and to add something else in there, a battle royale game is just, you know, more eyeballs. You know, people who aren't interested in the traditional first person shooter deathmatch type of matches can now look at a battle royale game and be entertained by that. You know, so I think it's a win for them.
So your thoughts about zombies. I'm not going to lie. The first video they showed was kind of strange to me because it was like a gladiator. The reason why I found it weird is because they had no guns. So I'm used to playing zombies with weapons, right? But the weapons they had was like swords and shields, spears, all that stuff. So your thoughts about zombies overall? I mean, I like it because they're adding three different stories now, three different maps in zombies. And day one usually is only one, and then you get the other ones like later on and stuff. But that's cool that they have a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of content. You know, there's no campaign in the game, so might as well just go all out with multiplayer zombies, three maps, and now Battle Royale. Your thoughts about zombies?
I mean, honestly, I think it's great for people that love zombies and love that co-op multiplayer experience because pretty much now this Call of Duty is just a multiplayer type of game rather than a single player oriented or a dichotomy between single player and multiplayer. I know I was looking at Twitter and I think even you saw it at one point. Andre Rene was like, okay, so we traded in single player story campaign stuff for just three zombie stuff. And I could kind of feel that sentiment. I would rather just have the single player stuff because for me, there's just times where I just don't want to be co-op with people. I just don't want to be involved with multiplayer. There's gamers that are out there that are like that. With that being said, though, for what we're getting and for what's there, I think it's interesting because you're getting a different variety of stuff for zombies. You're not just getting one type of zombies mode where it's just, you know, the same throughout. You're going to get fantasy stuff for zombies, which was the Greco-Roman thing that we saw, because I saw staffs in there that was with magic, which I thought was interesting. And it reminded me a little bit of like something like Far Cry to an extent, Far Cry Primal. But also, you're getting some of the other stuff that people love from the previous zombie games. Again, you're getting some more of the sci-fi stuff because they were mentioning giant robots and other things that could possibly happen and such. And then also that third campaign, which we saw very briefly, which I guess was a harkening back to one of the older zombie modes, or at least one of the older like scenarios, which I think is great. So there's a little bit of something for everybody, no matter what era of Black Ops or what games part that you are a fan of. So there's a lot there to love.
But even if you don't have friends, I know they mentioned this during their reveal that you also could play on your own with bots. Your companions will be bots. So I think that before it was you had to play with other people, but now having the option, it's okay to play on your own. And if you don't want to play online, you know, I think that will be a great way for you to practice before you go online and play with random people too. So, and I hope you also could change the difficulty on not only the AI enemies, but maybe your companions too. I hope they could do that. They have that option later. I hope so. So,
yeah, I think that'll be interesting. And when I was interviewing them, I was wondering what kind of significant gameplay changes that are going to be with the zombies. Because basically, it has been co-op, and you just kill wave after wave of zombies with, you know, the same kind of weapons. Like, I'm like, what's really changing? But that's why the Gladiator part interested me, because it kind of turning into like a hack and slash first person game, which I thought is something that was kind of new and interesting for the zombie mode. So I'm looking forward to what they do there. But they wouldn't reveal too much more. Like at the end of that zombie presentation, they said customization. You can customize your zombie experience. Or I don't know if they're talking about creating your own zombies or creating your own maps and types of goals or whatever. So I'm interested to see with that, but they wouldn't spill the beans with me on that either. So we'll see.
One thing that I noticed a lot of people didn't talk about this, but at the end of the presentation, they show pre-order now for the beta. Previously, I know that Activision will say, or something like, you will get the beta first on PlayStation. They have a marketing deal with PlayStation. This time, they didn't say anything about that. They just said, pre-order now so you can play the beta. But this time, I feel like both versions are going to come out at the same time, for Xbox and PlayStation 4. Your thoughts about that, making that change now, instead of coming out first on PlayStation and it'll have it for like almost 2 weeks before Xbox gets it?
I think they know their audience. They know a lot of people play Call of Duty on Xbox, you know, on that ecosystem. A lot of people play it on both, don't get me wrong, but I think if you could have it readily available on day one for both platforms like that, you're going to make a lot more people happy, because you'll be able to play with your friends no matter what platform that you're on like that. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think everything is still going to be leaning towards PlayStation regardless. I think we're going to see more about zombie mode during the PlayStation press conference. So it's still there. I mean, we had water bottles with the PlayStation 4 logo on it, right? So, you know.
Well, I just want to wrap it up here, man. Thanks, guys, for having our little conversation here. We're probably going to record later on for other things. But you guys want to mention very quick your website, social media? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Again, if you guys want to check out some of my stuff I'm doing online right now, you can check me out over at thecoalition.com. I'm posting reviews, previews, interviews, a whole bunch of other great content on there. I also am on Twitter, at VenomousFatMan1 on Twitter. Hit me up, say hello, ask me questions about Call of Duty, and check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/GamersWithGains channel, or just search Jake James Lugo, and you'll find me on there. I do reviews and a whole bunch of other great stuff you'll love.
All right, epic. All right, what about you?
Yeah, I'm. You can find me on Twitter at @Q_Salazar. That's @Q_Salazar. And then just go to GameCrate.com and just look at other great content. You can search GameCrate on Facebook and Twitter as well and follow us there.
Thanks a lot. All right, so that was the interview. Great questions, man. It was cool. Very, very cool talking to them, man. And they seem very excited about the project, man. Very, very excited. So anything else, Paris?
No, I think this is it. Again, like you said, I think it was a great interview. It's nice having that face-to-face and seeing that they're definitely passionate about what they've created here with Black Ops 4 multiplayer. And, you know, like I said, I asked a question about Blackout. I asked.
Yeah,
and
I we
knew
tried.
They, and I knew they would dodge it, but then he secretly said, E3.
He gave me the gang sign, yeah. E3. Yeah. All right, man. Well, everybody go to GamerTagRadio.com or AudioBoom.com. Also, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and other podcast directories. Remember, check out our store. Right now, there's a sale, 30% off, Paris, of different shirts, hoodies, mugs, posters, stickers, 30% off. Go right now, take advantage of it. Go to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com. And shout out to everybody that's been supporting and buying our shirts, man. You know, me and Paris and I, we were rocking our T-shirts here. People thought we were like pro gamers, you know, because we look the same, you know, with the Gamer Tag Radio shirt and everything. So that's about it. Until next time, we're out. Peace. Thank you for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate, www.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.